Hello and welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life, and this is the podcast all about just helping you kind of think outside of the box of yourself and try on something new, because at the end of the day, you know, we only got this one life to live, and I'm not speaking to other potential realities and past lives and future lives and souls and rebirth and all that stuff. I just mean as this person that you are right now, you only got one shot. And that's not to put pressure on it, but it's just to remind you that you need to step into who you want to be. Because every day you have an opportunity to grow forward, to move your life forward, to make big changes, or to completely stay the same and stay stuck or reverse. I used to have a football coach who would say, you know, every single day of practice, you either get better or you get worse. There's no like real staying the same. And, you know, I kind of took that to heart because I think that, you know, life always presents us these opportunities to grow and to do things differently, but it's kind of like Groundhog's Day, where we keep experiencing the same issues, the same problems, and we can fall into our little cycle and you know, go into our ways and our triggers and our habits, or we can actually do something different, see things a little bit different, try something new on for a change. And that is a huge part of this podcast, because I want to inspire you to take a risk, to do something different in life, to try something new, to step outside of the box of who you've been so you can find some peace, you can find some happiness, you can find some joy, you can find some inspiration. Whatever it is that you need to find, it is there for you to find. So let me be the mirror to reflect back to you on life that if I'm doing it, you can do it too. Now today I'm talking outside. And you've obviously, if you've heard the podcast before, sometimes I'm inside my studio and it's quiet and the microphone's like real high quality. And other times I'm just standing outside. And I think, you know, I like having the balance, because there are times when I just want to sit and have the nice microphone and kind of have a little more thought out. And there are other times where I just feel this wave of inspiration and I need to share it with you. And today I am sitting here and I just started a fire. Maybe you can hear it crackling away as I walk towards it. Hear it? There's a sound, you know, there's a crackling of the fire, but fire gives off this immense, intense energy. I mean, it's almost like air just blowing in your face, but it's heat and it's friction and it's magic. So I made a fire, and I haven't made a fire in a few months, and I love making fires because there's something about them to me that's so natural, so pure, so amazing, but also so destructive. You know, when we make a fire, it's burning. It's this thing. It starts out as a very small spark. It starts as a small Tony Stark. It starts out as a very small spark. And as it finds more things to consume, as it gets more fuel, it grows and grows and grows. And it creates destruction. And I am not someone who is a pyromaniac by any means, but I love the destruction of fire in so much that it can benefit our lives. And yes, there are wildfires happening in places and destroying people's homes, and I'm not speaking to that in any means, because to lose your home is a horrible, terrible thing. But when I think about fire and its purpose, symbolically, it is very powerful because it means rebirth. So even Mother Nature, you know, there are things that happen in Mother Nature all the time where, you know, these wildfires happen to nature and they knock, you know, whole forest, half piece, big piece of forest down, you know, but then there's new growth that's able to come. Because Mother Nature is always here growing and changing, and it uses fire as a source of destruction and rebirth. And that's how I've seen fire. And I remember reading this book, one of my favorite books I talked about in the podcast before, by an author named Jeb McKenna, called Spiritual Enlightenment, The Damnedest Thing. And he talks a lot about fire, and he talks a lot about how things that can be destroyed are not true. So anything that's really true cannot be destroyed. So when I think about fire, I think about it burning, I think about destruction, and I'm like, anything that it can destroy, you know, it can be let go of, right? Because only truth exists once everything false has burned. And of course he's saying this symbolically, but it's like all the falsities in our life, all the things that we're made to believe, all of our fears, you know, when you actually sit and you scrutinize them and you take some time and you write and you look at like why they're there and what purpose they do or don't serve you, that's the actual destruction of those ideas. That's why writing is such a powerful tool, because when you actually write things that you believe, you know, let's say you believe that in order to be happy, you need to have a certain amount of money, right? Let's say you're like, you know, it's just ingrained in you that in order to be happy, you need to have a good job, be successful, and make lots of money. Well, when you start writing about that, you start thinking about that, the more you write, like, how do you know that that's real? How do you know that that's true? And you start to look at it, and you're like, well, you know, it's true, because if I have money, then I'll have safety and security. And if I have safety and security, you know, then I'll be happy because I'll have the things I need, you know? And then you keep writing further, and you're like, okay, what is safety and security really? You know, what is having a house going to actually bring you happiness? You know, is having that money going to bring you happiness? Or is it something that you were taught to believe because of society or because of your parents? Maybe from a young age, they told you, hey, you know, if you want to be happy, you need to have a good job, because then you'll feel good about yourself. You make good pay, you'll feel good about yourself. But all of a sudden you got that job and you're not happy and you're wondering why. You're coming home and you're feeling miserable and you're feeling insecure and shame and all this stuff, right? Well, that is because that belief that you had that you were attached to with money or relationship, whatever it was, isn't actually fulfilling you. And the reason it's not actually fulfilling you is because it's not true. Happiness has nothing to do with how much money you have. So you let it burn, right? And it's a great exercise actually to write out these things and then burn them as a symbolic act of, okay, this is what I believe about myself and I'm gonna let it burn. For me, a huge thing was, I thought that in order to feel good about my musical abilities, I had to have a good voice. And I thought that I didn't have a good voice. And because of that, I was like, you know, I'm never going to be happy with music because I don't have a good voice. And then I read this book by this woman named Sylvia Nakash called Free Your Voice. And it blew my mind, because the first thing she says is, write down all the things that you do not believe are true about your voice. Or sorry, write down all the things that you believe to be true about your voice, all the negative stuff. And I sat there and I was writing, you know, I don't have a good voice, it's not powerful, I can't tone well, you know, yada, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And lo and behold, the next line was, okay, now throw that out and burn, you know, burn it or whatever she said. It's not true. None of that has anything to do with reality. And it totally shifted the way that I saw things, because I realized I had been playing into this version of reality that wasn't true. And these things keep coming up, because the more I dig, the more I search, the more I look for truth, the more I look for answers, the more I see how much of my life has been a lie. All the things that I thought that would bring me happiness, that would bring me joy, that would bring me pleasure and growth, a lot of those things were not real. They were things that were conditioned from a very, very, very young age to make me believe they were true. So I find it's actually amazing that the more I search, I'm actually going to briefly step inside, because it's getting windy and the wind can definitely affect the microphone a little bit too much, and that can be a little bit annoying, a little whoosh. I will watch my fire from inside and then head back out. It will still be going. I planned it that way. But I'm sitting here looking at this fire and I'm thinking to myself, you know, what are all the things that I'm holding on to right now? You know, who do I believe that I am, and why is that person, like, you know, sometimes not happy? Why do I get insecure sometimes? Why do I look down on myself? Why do I feel like I need to be in this place? You know, why do I feel like I need to have created this whole music thing? You know, one of the biggest, like, sort of follies, I could say, in my life is that before I started Brothers Green, I was in a band. And before the band, there wasn't much in my life, you know, in terms of, like, passion and creativity. I was just me. I was just living my life and going through the motions and doing things to please other people and whatever. And then when I started this band, it opened up this whole new world for me. It opened up this whole new world of possibility, opened up this whole new world of creation, this whole new world of wants and experience and satisfaction and all these things that I never thought were possible. I started creating this world where now I could do whatever I wanted. It took me many years to realize, you know what? I can create whatever I want in the world, you know? But where I sort of struggled was that when Brothers Green started and it started to take off so much, you know, I left the band. And I was okay with that, because creatively we were going in different directions and, you know, our lives were changing and all this stuff. But I also got kind of scarred by the whole music experience and stepped away from music in a big, big way. And I started attaching all these ideas that what I thought music had to be was what it was in the band. And that's why I left, because I was seeing that there was this disconnect where what my interests were with music were not the same as the other guys in the band. I had no interest all of a sudden in, you know, making it and having fame in the way that I once wanted. And also not just the other guys in the band, but my own initial interest coming to the band, you know, this sort of like, it was kind of like the sex, drugs, rock and roll thing, but it was more focused on the music and touring and being famous and being known around the world and having amazing albums and being loved and respected. But then as music went on, I started to realize what I loved about it was the connection to music. I love taking someone who was not having a good day, standing at the concert, like, why am I here? And by the end of it, they're like smiling, laughing, and they're feeling alive, and they're like just totally in, living in joy and living in love. I loved those experiences. But here's the thing. When I left the band, I was still scarred by the experience of being in a band, of like, you know, having to do those things, that I really stepped away from it for a while. And now, having gone through, you know, being with Brothers Green for 7 years and being out of my band for probably 4 or 5 years, you know, it's been that long. Wow, we were together for 10 years. Now, coming back into music, I'm having to look at all the things that I'm afraid of. I'm having to look at, like, what are my true desires for music? What do I really believe? What is holding me back? And I still have some pain with the band because there's a piece of me that feels like I gave up. There's a part of me that feels like I didn't make it. I was so sure, so clear that this thing was going to happen. Nothing was going to get in my way. No matter what my parents told me, I was like, it doesn't matter. This is so clear. This is happening. And then, of course, the universe realigned me and said, actually, you're going to do this now. And, you know, it's going to be great. And I listened to it and I followed it and it's been super successful. But now being out in Colorado and sitting and looking at this fire, and just the past few months and even last year living here, thinking about what my life really is about, what I really want to create in my life, it's totally shifted. And music has come back in a huge way. That's why I'm finishing up my album. And at the end of this podcast, I will share a song which kind of relates. It's called Fire Burns. And it's all about, you know, the fire, it burns you bright. Like it's all about this destruction of self, destruction of ego, so you can actually become whole and be rebirthed as who you are. And it doesn't happen overnight. This has been a process I've been going through for years and years and years. Because the moment you awaken to the idea that who you've been isn't real and that you can be whoever you want, then everything changes. You've probably had this experience where you know something just isn't quite right about life. The people that you grew up around, the things you were told, the way you were schooled and raised, maybe there's things that you're grateful for. And I know I have so many things I'm grateful for from my parents and friends and society. But then I look at the things where I just didn't feel quite right. You know, like Neo in the Matrix, like he knows something's off. He doesn't know what, but he knows something's off. And then when Morpheus comes knocking at his door, he's like, oh shoot, the Matrix, Morpheus, you know, here we go. And that is what I'm talking about. There's a piece inside of you, I can almost guarantee if you're listening to this podcast, that you know something in the world just is not quite right. You know, something is off. You know, that there's some sort of thing inside of you that's growing and changing, and you're not sure where to turn, and you're reading books, you're trying to understand it better, and maybe you're hiding it from your friends and your family, you know, and your parents and all these people because you're afraid. You're afraid that if you share with them that you feel this way, that maybe they're going to look at you differently. Maybe they're going to look down on you. Maybe they're going to be, you know, disgusted by you. Maybe they're going to be turned off by you. Maybe they're going to run. Maybe they're going to call you crazy and lock you up. Whatever your story is about this, it's very real when you feel it. And I felt it too. But there's also something burning inside that knows it doesn't really matter. Deep down, it knows that, yeah, there's fears of, am I going to be judged? You know, am I going to be called out? Am I going to be ridiculed? But deep down, something so much bigger is, it's a fire that's burning inside of you, that's burning all the crap, burning all the BS, so the true you can come out. And that fire is a slow burn. There can be, sometimes it happens for people very quickly, and a blaze of fire and everything's gone. And for other people, it's a slow process, but it continues to grow and it continues to grow and grow and grow and grow and change and change and change. And the reason that this stuff lights me up, literally, you know, pun intended, the reason this stuff lights me up is because it's everything. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, you only have this one life to live as this person. And, you know, you have the choice to make the best of it and do the things that you need to do or stay stuck. But staying stuck is obvious. It's the thing we know. So a quick message from our sponsor and we'll get right back into it. So the next question becomes, why do we stay stuck? Right? Why is it so easy to stay in the muck and stay in the crap? Why does it feel like sometimes that's the only option and that is the way to go? Well, it's just because, like what I said, you know, we have this whole life designed around all these lies and all these fears and these untruths that everyone else in it is part of it. So it can be really scary to admit these things, you know, to admit anything big in your life. It can be really scary because there's a chance that people are going to shun you. There's a chance people are going to X you out. But I always remind myself, it doesn't matter. Because the people that stick around are going to be people that really care and that are also curious. And you can't hold on to things that aren't going to allow you to grow. If someone in your life doesn't approve of you, doesn't approve of your decisions, doesn't approve of who you are, well, then there's no point in holding that around because it's not going to allow you to grow. You're going to stay around that type of energy and you're never going to change. And there's going to be deep down inside, you're going to know something's not right and you're never going to be happy. But when you allow yourself to expand, when you allow yourself to expand, naturally things come back to you. Naturally, the things that you're calling in, the things that you really need to grow are coming to you. And what I found, I had a conversation with some friends last night over dinner, is that when you really connect to people on a one-on-one level, you know, there's a group thing that can happen. You know, when we're in a group of people, people start to kind of just fall into certain mindsets and whatever out of fear. But when you connect to people on a one-on-one level, most people deep down, they too have that same feeling. So I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of conversations with people over the years, people that I never imagined in a million years would want to talk about this stuff or talk about truth and falsities and life and like the deeper stuff, the really juicy stuff. But when I get them alone and when I'm vulnerable and when I bring it up and when I talk about it and I'm comfortable with talking about it, I'm amazed just how much most people are willing to go there or have thought about it or have read something. You know, maybe they're hiding it from everyone that they know because they're afraid. But when they see that there's an opening and they see they can trust me and they feel, you know what, I trust this person. Clearly they're in this space and I'm going to bring it up with them. And I've always wanted to be that kind of, I've always wanted to be that beacon of like, hey, whatever you're feeling, whatever you think, whoever you are, it's okay. Don't be afraid. This is all totally normal. We all have experiences of like something's not right in our life. Sometimes we all just want to run away. We all want to escape, whatever it might be. And if there's anything I can offer you, if there's anything I can offer anyone in the world, is that it's okay to be who you are in this moment. Anything, no matter how amazing, beautiful, or dark and twisted, whatever it is, it's okay to be that because that is the place for you to start. And if you feel like what is deep inside of you, if there's something that you've done or thought or something that's happened to you in your life, and you feel like people are going to shun you or shame you or whatever it is, I'm here to tell you that it's okay because the only way to heal it is to let it out. It can be really scary, but the only way to truly heal who you are is to let it out and to find people that you can share those things with, you know? And people are scared, that's their own stuff. If someone says, hey, I love you unconditionally, but then at the end of the day, you know, the things that you've done, they can't understand, they can't reconcile with, you know, that's okay and that's on them because you are your own person and you don't need to feel bad about who you are, the decisions you've made, the things that you've done. You do not need to feel bad about that because you were raised in whatever environment you were that created who you are. And being able to admit it, being able to be aware of it, those are the gigantic changes. Those are the things that will completely shift your life forever. And those are the most beautiful things in the world. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be whoever you are, to be whoever you need to be right now because that is the first step. And when you see who you are right now, then you can start to burn all the things that don't serve you. And they're going to come up one by one. And you're going to think you've figured it all out. And then something new is going to come up. And I'm speaking for myself. Just when I think I've got it all figured out, you know, some new big thing comes up because I'm ready for the next level. It's like with kids, you know, every year is a new experience, a new journey. At least that's what I am told. And, you know, it's the same thing with life. Every year, every day, every month, whatever it is, something new comes out. Because when you're on this journey, when you're putting in the work to understand yourself and to grow as a human, you're going to keep uncovering layers and layers and layers like an onion. There's going to be new things to go through. There's going to be new things that you need to take on. And the more you say, yes, hey, universe, I'm here. Yes, use me as your vessel, whatever it is. You know, I'm here to do your bidding, or I'm here to learn, and I'm here to grow, and I'm here to see whatever's coming through me to explore it, no matter how scary it is. The more you open yourself up to that, the more you say, this is me, the more things come back into your life, the more growth you will achieve. And it's good to take time to pause and to remember and to appreciate who you are and where you've come from, because you don't want to just live in growth all the time. It can be exhausting, at least for me, it can be very exhausting. It's like, whew, I'm always just trying to grow and change. It's like sometimes I just need to sit back and smell the roses and appreciate it. But the other thing to remember with all of this stuff is that like, your life is guiding you. It's not the other way around. No matter how much work you put into things, like at the end of the day, there's a higher force, there's a bigger thing that is channeling through you. whatever you want to call it, higher self, God, universe, doesn't matter. There's a higher force channeling through you to help guide you in the right direction. So you are protected. You are safe. There's nothing you need to fear. Some of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life, the scariest things to admit to someone, to share with my wife or with friends, when I do it, you know, sometimes it's simple. Other times it creates this huge thing. But either way, it always is the right thing, you know, because hiding who you are, hiding what you believe, what you think, what you feel, what you've done, is a destruction that is not a fire. That is a false destruction. And I'm thinking I'm actually seeing this right now. It's like there's two types of destruction. There's the burning of the false, and then there's the destruction of living in the false. When you live in the false, things don't go the right way. You know, I've made choices in my life. I've taken on certain jobs, you know, and deals and things that were completely out of alignment, and I knew it. And I actually had a deal. I can't talk much about it, but basically, let's just say I had a deal where I took kind of last minute because, you know, I thought it was a good opportunity to make some money, and you know, we had just moved, and we could use some money and whatever. And, you know, the overall things were fine, but then, like, months later, that actually the deal was taken down because legally there were some issues on the side of the person who made the deal. And I was like, okay, something's not right here. And I've learned that, like, whenever I do something out of alignment, there's this bad destruction. There's this thing going on in life that kind of like, it just makes sure things don't work out to remind me like, hey, you need to live in alignment. You need to live your truth, because if you don't, things are just going to continue to get messed up to show you, hey, this isn't right. It's like, you know, universe knocking at your door. Hello, hey, Josh. Hello, I'm here. I'm here. Do you see me? Hello. Hello, I'm here. Wake up, wake up, hello, anyone in there? Is there anybody in there? And here comes Freya, she's excited. Yeah, she's excited now. It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay, I'm just making a little podcast. It's all right, you are so cuddly and adorable. Yeah, so I think what happens is people, you know, universe continues to knock on your door and on your head and try to remind you like, hey, there's things here. Like, you need to go into this. You need to look into this. There's something there for you. But if you keep ignoring it, it's going to keep knocking on your door and just creating this headache and create this tiredness. I've talked about depression on the podcast and how, like, when you're living in the false, it's like you go into this deep rest. That's where depression comes from, this concept of, like, being in a deep state of rest because you're trying to so hard to live this false life. You're trying so hard to, like, play into something that isn't real, and your life knows it. And it's just the mind that gets tricked. I think a lot of destruction that needs to really happen, it's like we have our mind and we have our body, you know, and there's a lot of other things and our spirit and whatever, but like our body, when we're not taking care of it, when we're not being authentic to our body, when we're, you know, eating the wrong things and not doing good on our vessel, then, you know, we don't feel well and disease happens and we gain weight and all these things because we're living out of alignment with what we actually need. And then our mind is like that, but with thoughts. When we take in negative things, we believe in fears and falsehoods, you know, we get headaches, we get tired, we get lethargic, we get fearful, because we're taking in all these things that don't really serve us. We're taking in all these things that don't really give us any true life, true growth, you know? And they're both connected. So it's like I can watch a commercial and be enticed to want to eat, you know, a fast food burger, because to me, the commercial is tricking me into thinking I need that, and it's gonna make me feel good. And for 5 seconds, it might, as I'm eating it, and then I'm gonna feel horrible after, but my mind is so convinced. So then my mind does what my body doesn't want it to do, and it eats that stuff. And then my body doesn't feel well. My body suffers because my mind is being tricked by something outside of myself. And the only way for me to break that, and the only way that I was able to break that, was to look at it and to burn it and to say, okay, and this happened with fast food. I had to write, why do I love fast food so much? Okay, XYZ, I love fast food because it tastes good, it's cheap, it's fast, it's affordable. I mean, that's everything, right? It tastes delicious, it's cheap, it's good, it's fast, it's affordable, all these things. But it's not making me feel good. Why do I think I want it? Well, because I'm led to believe that it is cheap and it's fast and it's, you know, delicious and all this stuff. So I believe that it's going to make me happy. It's going to make, when I eat it, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to be excited. I crave it. I want it. I want to fulfill in that craving. But then what happens? I eat it and I feel like crap. I feel horrible. And this 5 seconds of enjoying the food leads to a day of not feeling well and headaches and stomach problems and stuff. And it's not worth it. So I had to actually write and destruct that idea that I needed it. And when I destroyed the idea, then things start to align. It didn't just happen overnight. It took months, if not years, for me to understand that there was this huge connection between not feeling well and craving fast food. You know, so as I realized those things, as I made those changes, something gigantic shifted in me, and suddenly I destroyed that idea, and then I didn't need it anymore. Because whenever I thought about it, I reminded myself through conditioning that, yeah, I enjoy it because of this, but here's the reality. When this happens, I'm going to feel this way, and it's not going to serve. Whoops, my little charger dropped, my little recorder dropped. When I feel this way, it's not going to serve me in any possible way that's good. You know, so I have to look into that, and I have to figure that out for myself, and I have to make those changes. And that is what life is all about, and that is why the fire, it can burn you bright. So I'm going to play you guys a song now, almost finished song, not master or anything, but off my upcoming album. And if you're feeling inspired or feeling empowered, I want you to stand up, and I want you to, like, dance and just feel all the things that you want to be, all the things that you already are. I want you to stand up and I want you to dance. I want you to channel that inner fire inside of you. And I want you to imagine and visualize yourself being the person that you know you can be, being that person inside of you that you know that you are. And I want you to yell and I want you to scream if it feels right and talk about the things that you are and what you declare to the world, what you plan to be, what you're here to create, because you can create anything. And when you destroy the things that don't serve you, then this whole new piece of you opens up and it burrs and it allows you to be the person that you need to be. It allows you to stand up for yourself. It allows you to go out there and go after your dreams and not live in fear of other people and other things that are holding you back, but to be exactly who you were meant to be. And it is inside of you. I see it inside of you. It is there. You are so loved. You are amazing. And I cannot wait to share more with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And without further ado, here we go.
Care a little less about me. Care a little less about me. Care. fun.